Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2023 Luther Burden tape is like a top 10 player in this draft. Obviously, he fell off. And even in addition to falling off, some of the sort of biggest concerns people have are on-field attitude. Like, did he kind of give up, right? Did he check out of these games mentally? Did he kind of bail on things when it got tough? And is that a concern for teams, you know, going forward? Because as a dynamic playmaker, Luther Burden has abilities that not many receivers in this draft have.
How does that sound? Sam Monson, does that sound like a guy you want or a guy you avoid?
There's a little George Pickens-y sound in there to me, right? Like, just this isn't going well. I don't feel like blocking on this play. The ball snap, I'm just going to stand here. I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched the tape, so I don't know. But that description sounds a little... I think Pickens has been guilty of some of that at the NFL level so far. And, like, that's a guy I wouldn't touch, Pickens. I just think it's been too evident at the NFL level that that's kind of his attitude. I don't know. Like, this kid could have been just, to some extent, I might understand it. Like, I was thought of as one of the best receivers in the country off of last year. We got a new quarterback at this offense. I'm being thrown all these balls at the line of scrimmage. And I'm just getting, I'm exposing myself to contact I don't need to be exposing myself to. And the payday's coming. And I want to be in shape to greet the train when it comes. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you would have to assume or expect the same sort of, if there was this sort of disconnect there, that you would have that problem with him once he gets to the NFL. Because I respect any kid who's staring at the opportunity a guy like him was, and the year starts and it's going a certain way, and you're just going to feel like, this could be bad for me. And ultimately, sure, team game, you know, rah-rah and all that, but the guy's got to make it to April. He's got to make it to April with his knees and his shoulders and his Achilles tendons and everything intact and his head, all of it. And so... I don't know. That doing that in college at a program that was going nowhere is a very different thing than doing it for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL, I would say, like Pickens has. So I'd want to make sure. I mean, I'd want to certainly sit with him and get some sense of it, you know. So
still can't know.
Right.
Yeah, you have to decide. And it's another reason for me to think that the Bills coming off of Coleman just wouldn't risk it. Like, we've got a good offense. We need a starting corner. We want starting interior defensive line. Brandon Bean is at a point now, if it comes to this, where he's, you know, in question. Some of these picks recently with Elam, of course, famously, I think they play it safer, but safer for me is sort of like a problem. I want the upside. I admit I always do. 803-0550. I wasn't here Wednesday through Friday last week. Any new Cook takes? There's no news on that, right?
Nothing's new on that. No, I don't think it really. I don't think I ever felt the need to really get into it at all. Last week, it just sort of was there. You know,
are you any closer, or do you think they're any closer to a move? Just be. I want to. I kind of think not. I want to at least not assume so, because of what Bean said last, which is we're onto the draft now, and if they were onto the draft, then they're onto the draft. Like that wouldn't these day to day, you know, days going by where they're not acting on Cook doesn't, if they're even not, like who knows what's maybe happening, but I don't think it would have to mean anything.
I don't sense they're any closer to anything, but I do feel, I believe that they would be inclined to keep their options completely open there. I think it's part of the reason why you don't just extend the player and satisfy him and give him what he wants. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do that, but one that's maybe not as important as, well, not paying a running back $15 million a year who's only on the field less than 50% of the time for me, is to keep my options open. If there is a team out there, I don't know, maybe there's some team that really loves the North Carolina guy or one of the Ohio State guys, and the draft falls a certain way. Does that say like those teams shouldn't be able to pivot to any one of six other running backs later in the draft? But they might feel like there's a line. These guys, and then the rest of these guys are, yeah, sure, they're functional, they're fine, but we want better than that. And they like Cook and want to give you, I don't know, a third? I would want to have that option if I were Brandon Bean and the Bills. Because I think you should be, and I think they are. They've had running backs in here to visit. They're doing their work. I think they should be ready if someone hits them with an offer that just makes too much sense where they can reset the entire thing and even do great. If the guy hits, I mean, you're talking about drafting a replacement, maybe even with the pick you get in return for Cook, and then you're at, you know, $1 million a year for the next 4 years or 3 years, right? Cook's salary was around $1 million for 3 years, and now this year it bumps up to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing great if that happens, if I can trust that the production is going to be reasonably replaced. And I've alleviated whatever headache could have been coming. I'm alleviating any concern about the player feeling slighted and even the guys on the team feeling like, oh, they should have taken care of Cook. I mean, if Cook's not here, out of sight, out of mind, who's the new guy? Is he any good? Oh, look, he's good. Great, fine. We're all fine here. I think whatever distraction there is goes away. And then it just becomes all about how good is the new guy. And if he's decent, and it's a non story, I think.
No, he has to be, though.
Yes, that's right. And there's not, you should not have certainty that he will be. You can
not really.
You can like a guy, fine, but you know, who knows?
What you should feel very confident about, though, is that your running game isn't dependent on your running back. It's dependent on the rest of it. It's dependent on your run blocking, your scheme, your players. Like it's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
The running back is the beneficiary.
Even your quarterback. I mean, Allen, and not just passing. Allen as a weapon helps their running back, helps their running backs. So they're set up to have, you know, a different guy in there have success, I think.
Remember the one game Cook missed last year?
Yeah, the Jet game in New York.
At the Jets. The Bills won without him somehow. And you know what Davis went for?
I know he had the big sort of he had the big catch downfield. So I know that like that's the play that stands out in that game to me from him. But I don't know his rushing stat line off the top of my head.
Yards from scrimmage, 152.
Okay, yeah, like maybe 60 40, of it was that reception.
42.
42. Okay,
maybe.
All right,
count it though. Cook
yeah,
had plenty
right.
of that.
Sure, that's right.
152 from Davis, the one game Cook missed at the Jets. Not the easiest. 803-0550. You're right. You're right. I was.
Yep, good.
You're right. I was on Tankathon today.
Oh, Jesus.
You were right. You out there were correct. I dabbled on first run Sabres. Two things on Tankathon with one game left in the Sabres season. First, so big one tomorrow. If they lose in regulation, they move up one spot in the percentages from 6.5% to 7.5%. You'd want that. So there's one thing. The other thing is, so when you call up, it's tankathon.com, and they have it for every sport. When you call up, at least now, maybe it changes depending on the season. When you call up Tankathon, when you call up the site, you know, type it in. You get the NBA first. The page that comes up is the NBA. And we're into the play-in rounds now. The regular season is over. NHL season will be over tomorrow. So NFL, it's unusual this year. No team has traded its number one pick. Every team still has its original number one pick. All 32. NBA, the teams that are in the playoffs, how many... It's a 30-team league, so it's 16 in the playoffs. I don't know what to do with the play-in teams, but there's a line here on tankathon.com. I got 16 teams under the line.
Mm-hmm.
How many have their first-round pick?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to guess that like a half a dozen or so of them traded away their 2025 first-round pick in 1985.
Right, years ago, right.
I'm going to say 10.
Three.
Okay.
Three teams in the NBA playoffs have their first-round pick for this year. June, right?
Mm-hmm.
NFL, nobody moves. Hockey, a few don't also. I mean, hockey's the better comparison, but yeah, a lot of teams in the playoffs have also traded their number one. Not to the Sabres, unfortunately. None of them has done that. Like Nashville has three ones. Philadelphia has three ones. Calgary has two, but not their own. So there's been a lot of that. But football, not one move has been made. Will it happen? We get into Thursday. I wonder if in this draft, teams are really going to want to move up. They probably will. They always do. Somebody, it kind of always happens.
Yeah.
But
even with what looks like a long plateau, teams are going to have preferences that don't line up with whatever we think the consensus is. So, yeah. that happens. But, yeah, I think if we were going to get any sort of dramatic stuff up top, that something would have already happened. You know, I mean, I know, you know, teams can do this sort of thing right up until the minute the draft, you know, is going, right until they're on the clock. But there just has not been any real talk about it. And I think that's because the perception is, as much as it's been maybe in certain circles, it's been attempted to talk it into existence that all these quarterbacks are hot commodities. But I think much more likely is the scenario you've been talking about for weeks, if not months, where one of the, Cleveland, the Giants, you know, any of the teams that need a quarterback that aren't going to get Cam Ward, maybe will be inclined, and maybe the race will be between those teams to sort of gauge, like, how, who's flinching first, right? Is Cleveland going to start calling teams that are in the 20s? Because they want to get their hands on Shedeur Sanders at some degree of a discounted rate, as opposed to doing it in the top, you know, top couple picks. Same for the Giants. Could they, you know, wait and Thursday's going by and it gets into its pick 25? Like, okay. And I think I mentioned this already one day this week. You would already, like, those teams would have already had conversations with those teams in that region of the draft. And, you know, maybe there's something that they feel entirely confident about. But I think it's likely the only first-round trades are those. Like, minor, like the Bills could move from 30 to 28 because there's a tackle they love and they're worried that somebody ahead of them is going to scoop them up, so they move.
Oh, they're absolutely going to do that.
So, like, so that, and then, so little moves, right? The Giants from whatever pick they have in round two, it's high, back into the first round. Like, that's not costly. That's not next year's one or any of that kind of stuff. I think those sorts of first-round trades, I would still, I don't know, expect might be a little strong, but, like, I think the likelihood of that is pretty decent. And anything else, I just don't really expect it.
Yeah, you wait until you're on the clock there for that trade. You don't do it right now, because then somebody else comes in over the top of you, right? I don't like your. I didn't like your face when I mentioned the Flyers and the odds.
Oh no!
I angry about
purposefully
that.
Tried to look like I wanted to hit you, and then I stared at the camera for a while because, yeah, I'm just trying to play it up. You know, we've got a TV show now. So yeah. I'm the tank. Somebody called me last week one day, and I don't even remember how it came up, but I was like, are you worried about them winning these games? Something like that. I was like, I've not thought about it one time. I couldn't possibly even begin to consider caring. I do not care.
I know. It hasn't really crossed my mind at all this year either. But you know, there's one left, and the team they're right ahead of is the opponent. They canceled practice today. They must not think it's too serious, this win tomorrow. Ah! I thought about that for a few minutes, canceling practice.
Lindy is still on $8.99, by the way. He's been bristling about, like, last week, like, he bristled on Tuesday. It came up again on Thursday, and he just doesn't want to talk about it, and they haven't won since.
That's the thing. We've been talking for a long time about, oh, well, the Sabres are playing better, end of the season, go figure. It wasn't the end of the season yet.
No, right.
Now it's the end of the season. Like, they could go in on a 5-game losing streak.
Right.
Thanks a lot. We're not getting to 80.
No.
803-0550, Chris Trapasso at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WG.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.